understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Glad you could be with us here on this Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday, our Pick-a-Palooza, fourth annual Pick-a-Palooza for our Pigskin Picks. Then we're off for the holiday, Thursday and Friday. We're playing some Queen here. Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Of course, we lost Freddie Mercury on this day.
Old school Queen.
29 years ago on this day, we did some Queen trivia during Wikipedia.
One of the more underrated Queen songs, if you ask me. Tie Your Mother Down.
Yeah, Tie Your Mother Down. Yeah. Absolutely.
Good tunes. Now, what does this mean? Why are we tying mom down?
Well, you know, I think that means go out and get crazy and, you know, get mom out of the way.
I don't think it literally means tied down, just like,
Okay. All right.
Thanks, though, Craig.
Okay.
Once again, Mr. Christian over here with his mind in the gutter.
I had no idea where we're going with these lyrics. Spent a lot of time today talking about Monday Night Football, what's wrong with the Buccaneers. Tom Brady, two picks. Bruce Arians of the opinion that Tom Brady is missing open guys downfield. Pete did a nice bit on the play calling. Not happy with it. But anyway, they got Kansas City next. They got to get it fixed. And they're very inconsistent. Some weeks they look great. Some look horrible.
And they've rebounded well after losses. Like I said, you can listen to 2 o'clock hour, the whole breakdown. And it's not just me. Anybody who's watched that team, the inconsistency of Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich, and it's, to me, embarrassing and that this team has 4 losses.
Yeah.
The way they have lost.
All right. Now, let's do something here that we've been waiting for a couple of days. This is somebody sent you an old clip of you WEEI.
Yeah, this is 2009. I'm hosting the big show. Most of you that do know me, a lot of them people from New England down here, when I was Glenn was off that day, Glenn Ordway, my great friend. He was off that day. It was a Friday. It was May 9th. I think it was Mother's Day weekend. That's why we did this. So I'm hosting on a Friday with Steve Burton, who is a great broadcaster, sports broadcaster on Channel 4 WBZ in Boston, and Cedric Maxwell is co-hosting me with that day. Well, yes, Cedric Maxwell, Charlotte Final Four, obviously great Celtic, 1981 Finals MVP, TV broadcaster, radio broadcaster, still does Celtics radio, been doing it for many, many, many years. He is absolutely hysterical, one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. So I'm going to let this whole thing play. All I will tell you is the whole thing is going to be explained. Cedric Maxwell thinks he is going to the hospital as an 8-year-old, as an 8-year-old, to have a certain procedure.
Okay.
But this is what happened. This is how it went down. May 9th of 2009 at around 4:30, if I remember correctly.
This is about 10 minutes long. Okay.
Yeah, here we go. And some other voice you might hear in the background, my producers, Andy and Brett, two of the best ever. Okay. Here we go.
Yes. I'm going to tease, going into the break, Max has got one of the funniest stories. If he thought the stalker story was funny. Which was absolutely hysterical. He's got one to top that, but I want to get some of these calls because you guys have been waiting so long. But Max is just hysterical to work with every day because you just never know what you're going to get. What?
Give it now.
Do it now. All right, I'm going to give it now. You guys, hang on the line a second. This story is too funny to pass up. I know this sucks, but you got to go ahead, Max. Start with the beginning.
Steve was telling the story. Steve was telling the story about his name.
My name used to be different. And my name when I was born was Parrish Allen Burton. And I didn't find that out that my mom changed my name.
Hang on. I'm going to pause real quick because you're going to hear like this cat. Steve Burton, I should have prefaced this. Sorry. He has the most infectious laugh you ever heard in your life. And you'll hear some of it. But I just want to throw that out there in case you're wondering what that is.
Okay. Until I got to high school.
Or PAB.
Yeah. Or PAB, that's right.
Yeah. And then
it changes to Stephen Jordan.
Yeah, and I thought that was a great story until I tell you my story.
Yeah.
Now, my story is even more bizarre. Now, I'm 8 years old.
This is true now. You're not making this up.
I'm living in Hawaii.
Absolutely true.
I moved to Hawaii with my parents.
Right.
I'm 8 years old. And my parents have me going to the hospital. Now, they're telling me I'm going to get my tonsils taken out.
Yeah.
And I'm in there like, hey, ice cream, free ice cream for everybody. I go in to get circumcised. They don't tell me. I'm with the other kids going, okay, I'm getting ice cream. Hey, everybody's getting ice cream. I love ice cream.
8 years old.
I love ice cream. Now when I come out of surgery, I'm going, did the guy miss? Was he a little low? What the hell happened?
Burton is down on the ground. He's down.
I'm like, what the hell?
He's falling off the chair.
Do you think your parents might want to tell you something like that when you go to the hospital? Like you might be getting the leg chopped off? He going, no. You're going in to have your tonsils taken out. I'm like, am I? Oh, really? Hey, you get ice cream, don't you? Great. Hey.
Pick up the chicken wings.
I'm looking at the other kids. We all come out to get ice cream. And I'm looking going, what happened? Why is this thing wrapped around? Why do I have a pig in a blanket now? What's going on here? I'm done. My parents don't tell me. Even to this day, I ask my mom,
down again.
What were you thinking about? What the hell were you thinking about? They have an 8-year-old go in to get his tonsils taken out. Next thing, he has another procedure. Going,
how long did it take me to talk to your parents again?
Like, never. How you figure it out? Oh, I'm coming home? Oh, you got the bed safe for me?
Didn't tell you your tonsils are below the waist?
Didn't say that. I'm going, okay. At some point, you think, like, okay, you're 8 years old. They're going to tell you something. Let's explain something here to you, okay? You're not having your tonsils taken out. We're going a little bit below the belt, all right?
I got to ask you something. I got to ask you something. You woke up and found out?
Yeah. All I was like, they didn't tell me.
When you could speak, did you go,
my tonsils. Hey, boy, that tonsils thing, that was easy, wasn't it?
Most kids get circumcised, Max, when they're...
Break the vein!
Duh. Do you think?
1 or 2 years old?
Thinking that was the case.
Right at birth?
They forgot?
Dude, I'm like, I'm going to do it like this. Just like that play with Paul Pierce the other day with Joakim Noah, let it go at that time. Don't change the piping. It's good.
Go on natural, baby.
That's it. I'm okay here. I'm okay. Oh my goodness. Great story. I'm like, but it's a true, yet again, another one of the series of bizarre stories that I can tell about myself that you go, how the hell did that happen?
I got the ball.
There we go. Yeah, we got. I got another one that would absolutely top that
one.
I won't even throw
that.
I gotta breathe.
We're on a roll now. This is better than.
I gotta breathe, man.
Go ahead.
Save for next week.
Save for next week.
All right, we'll save that for next week.
Hey, schedule for Friday, please.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god. I can't take it. I'm gonna be sick.
Oh my god.
Ice cream for you.
Wait a minute. You were sick. What the hell you think that was? You think I was thinking? Did something happen to me?
Oh, my goodness.
Did the doctor's aim go a little low?
Somebody better put a booty on that brother.
Do I have a malpractice suit going here? I'm at 8 years old. I'm thinking, do I have a malpractice suit?
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
You still have your tonsils?
You talk about a reality.
Tonsils are still there? Something else isn't, though. Hello.
Pete, go to calls. Please go to calls, Pete.
Pete, go to calls, yell too.
Man. Almost.
All right, back to the phone. 617.
I'm sorry, Pete, man.
77. Brent went down twice. Oh, you were like Rocky in the second fight.
That's one of the funniest stories I've ever heard in my life, Max. I'm sorry.
In case you missed it, Max told a very hysterical story about a half hour ago about how he was told that he was going in for a tonsillectomy and came out with a circumcision instead at 8 years old. We're not talking about a newborn. We're talking 8 years old. But joining us, she's agreed to join us on the hotline. We have tracked her down. Maxwell, Mrs. Maxwell, all the way from North Carolina, is joining us here on the big show. Max's mom is joining us to try to confirm or deny. And Bessie, Pete Shepherd, thanks for coming on today, darling.
Okay.
How did this happen?
Well, Cedric didn't get a circumcision at birth, and so we just kept waiting, and so finally we were in Hawaii, and we sent him to Triple General Hospital to have a circumcision.
This is not funny. But if you had just told me, I hadn't. Why did you tell me I was going to get my tonsils taken out?
What the hell was that? People didn't talk stuff like that then. You know,
they didn't talk about stuff. Oh, you want to surprise me? You're laughing about it?
No.
My how was that?
But, his mom is cracking up!
Wait a minute, I'll wait, wait a minute. First of all, I'm 8 years old, and you send me in to get my tonsils taken out, and I'm thinking I'm going to have ice cream. And next thing I know, I'm like, did the doctor go low or what? Did he miss? And then I'm like, what happened?
Bessie, what went into the decision by not getting it at birth?
Well, his dad said, well, we'll wait.
Wait till he's 8? Why do you wait until now? Wait till I was 50.
And you know, years rolled by.
Yes. That's the only thing that didn't roll. Bess, I have a question. So when he woke up, what did you tell him? Did he understand what happened?
Yeah, the doctor told him
he said
we getting ready to circumcise you.
Doctor didn't tell me that. The doctor gave me a shot and they put me to sleep. And I thought I was having ice cream when I woke up. I didn't know what I was getting circumcised. They didn't explain that to. Oh, wait a minute! You gonna explain that to an 8-year old?
Yeah, right.
Hey, guess what? We're gonna get you ice cream. We're gonna circumcise you. You know, we're gonna do a little snip, snip, cut, cut.
Yeah, you don't even know what that is.
No, I didn't even know.
Oh my god!
Because you would have ran out of the hospital room.
Probably. But when your parents, you look at that saying like, "Well, they won't let nothing bad happen to me until will they?" Until you wake up and go, "The hell? What's that?"
Bessie, let me ask you. You sound like a lady with a big sense of humor. Like, mother. How long did it take you to be able to look your son in the eye again after that? I mean, how could he believe anything you'd possibly say the rest of his life?
Hey, Bessie,
must have done something right, though.
You've done a great job with him. You've raised a great guy.
I'm going to tell you, it's a true story. It's a true story.
Oh. And this is the first time I've ever asked you about it. I'm just going to think about all these years. I'm thinking, like, why didn't I ask her about that?
He had all these suppressed feelings. He took it out in the basketball court all these years.
Yes, he did.
Well, thank you, Mom. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. No more surprises.
Bye. Bessie, always a pleasure. Bye. Take care.
Bessie Maxwell.
Bessie Maxwell joining us here on The Big Show to confirm Max's story.
See, and you guys thought it was lying.
Nah, she confirmed it, man.
How the hell can your mom laugh at something like
she
that?
She was cracking up.
I never asked her before.
How could you never ask her?
I don't know why. I just sat here and thought about it. When you tell that story, I just thought about it. I said, you know, I never asked my mom that. And I said, well, let me see if I can call her.
See, man.
All these
years. Man, I would have gone directly to my mom.
You kept all these feelings inside of you for all these years.
Well, everything.
Maybe that's why you became a pro basketball player. Maybe if that didn't happen, you wouldn't have had the drive to succeed and become an NBA pro.
That's a good idea, but that's some bull, though. See that?
Not buying it?
Yeah, I ain't buying that one.
Not buying it at all?
No, I'm not buying that.
Amazon Prime members now.
That is going back in the time machine with Pete Shepard from his days at WEI with Cedric Maxwell, who at the age of 8 thought he was going in for a tonsillectomy and got circumcised instead.
Here's one of the fun, and the other story that he wanted to tell, which I'll just kind of sum it up, is that Max didn't have a car, and I don't believe he still does, because he you know, worked at the radio station and worked at the garden doing, you know, how to be the south. So he lived about a mile and a half away on Boylston Street in Massachusetts, and he would take the subway in, the Green Line.
Yeah.
And the Green Line would get you right off. It's only a couple of stops, but it's – and sometimes he would even walk home after a game.
Yeah.
So this particular night after a game, he told this story on the air. He gets on the T and gets off at his stop, which is right – literally across from his apartment in Boston. And – unbeknownst to him, some sort of a crazy fan, a guy like, I think it was like in his 40s, you said, must have followed him. He gets a knock on the door at like midnight, about a half hour after he got home. He doesn't know how the guy got in the building, but he opens the door. He's like, can I help you? He's like, Max, big fan. Do you want to play horse with me across the street? There's a basketball court. He's like, what? He goes, yeah, let's go shoot some buckets. He goes, how did you get me? He goes, I followed you here.
Oh, that's creepy.
He's like, do I need to call the police? It's another funny Max story. He has a ton of anecdotes like that. And finally, the guy went away after like 20 minutes of him begging Max to go shoot hoops at midnight.
Now, is he still part of the Celtics broadcast?
Oh, yeah. Still is on radio. And absolutely. Yeah, with Sean Grandy.
Wow.
The mom calling in made it. That was brilliant.
He didn't know that. He didn't know we got a hold of him. That was God. And Bessie was just because Max played at Charlotte, so he's got great North Carolina ties. But
that's classic.
Oh, my God. He's just one of the funniest people. And Steve Burton literally fell off the chair twice. He has a very infectious laugh. And Steve's a big man. His father, Ron Burton, was a great NFL player philanthropist, very, very well known. And Steve's just a great guy.
But was that a weekly guy on your show?
During basketball season, Max would be on every Friday.
Okay.
Every Friday. And Steve was on a whole bunch of times, depending on his TV schedule.
Yeah. And how many years ago was that?
It was 11 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And it will be on the podcast. People are asking still. It will be on the podcast.
Yeah, it was a longer segment. Many people just tuning in the middle. That's what it was. And again, somebody requested it'll be on the podcast at 993ESPN.com.
Yeah, it's just
it's pretty good.
Somebody sent it to me the other day. And I was like, oh wow, I had forgotten about it, but it is just classic.
That was pretty good. Oh man. Yeah. I don't know what to do after that. That's
but top 8 years old, they're in Hawaii, and he goes in for a tonsillectomy. He comes out with a circumcision.
He's right about the ice cream, though. And any kid will be that's how you can talk the kids into going to get a tonsillectomy. But you get to eat all the ice cream you want for several days. Wow. Waking up with the bandages the next day later on. That's funny.
Pigs in a blanket line was classic.
That was. 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. Oh, man.
Fisherman Nat says, I would have thought they got the paperwork mixed up and performed the wrong procedure.
I know. Well, you know, a lot of times if you go into surgery now, they'll draw on you. Like if you're having a knee, this one. And they'll literally take a Sharpie and draw, all right, the left knee, so you don't operate on the wrong leg. I don't know what you would mark up on a circumcision versus... versus a tonsillectomy.
I don't think you need to mark it up. I would not.
Don't,
who knows?
Don't cut
I don't know
here.
About Hawaii. I don't know what their way they practice medicine out there is like.
That was crazy. Crazy. All right, tell you what. Can't top that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And, Pete, you had a college football.
Yeah, got a great
list. Top-rated games that we've watched so far. Was it NFL or college football?
And college football.
College football. We'll do that. We'll talk a little college football. We'll have some fun. We'll wind down the day, plus your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Got Rick Church on the other side of the glass today. Chris will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's our getaway day for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. We'll be off Thursday and Friday. We do have our Pigskin Pick-a-Palooza tomorrow. Double the action, probably have about 15 games to pick. It can make or break us for the rest of the season as we have a lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in a second, Rick will have another list. We'll need list music. Pete will have the list of the highest rated college football games so far this season. Top 10, if you will. Been a crazy, crazy football season. So we'll do all that. Plus your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. All right, to college football. While Pete is singing, he's got a list. These are the most watched college football games in college
top 10
yeah. this season, this COVID season. Rick, may we fire up the list, please?
And now, a list.
All right, the most watched college football games this season, top 10. We go from 10 to 1. SEC at number 10. Alabama-Mississippi played on October 10th on ESPN. 4.89 million.
Roll Tide.
At number 9 out of the Big Ten, October 24th on ABC. Michigan and Minnesota, 5.12 million.
Yeah.
Coming in at number 8 out of the ACC, Notre Dame and Boston College on November 14th at ABC, 5.14 million.
All right.
Number 7 out of the SEC on CBS, October 10th, Tennessee, Georgia, 5.77 million.
Really? Okay.
Number 6, Big Ten, October 24th. Nebraska, Ohio State on Fox, 6.18 million. That's, I believe, Ohio State's first game. That's why the big number.
That was a blowout.
Yeah. Also, number 5 out of the SEC, November 7th on CBS, Florida, Georgia, 6.34 million.
It's a good first half, anyway.
Number 4 out of the Big Ten, played Saturday. This past Saturday, Indiana, Ohio State on
All
Fox,
right.
6.36 million.
Top four.
Top four.
How many million? Six?
You beat out Georgia, Florida. They were fifth.
Woo!
6.36 million.
How about that?
Also, number 3 out of the Big Ten on ABC on Halloween, it was Ohio State and Penn State at 6.53 million.
Yeah.
Get it? Ohio State's a draw. At number 2 out of the SEC, Georgia-Alabama on October 17th on CBS at 9.61 million.
Roll Tide.
And number 1 out of the ACC, November 7th, it was a great one, Clemson-Notre Dame, 10.07 million.
How about that?
There's your top 10.
Drake fan wants to know, didn't we do that list last week?
No, we did not. It's been revised. It's been did a couple weeks ago. It's been revised.
Been revised because Indiana, Ohio State dominated the ratings. That's why.
And NBC says a telecast of the Chiefs-Raiders game was TV's most watched primetime show since opening NFL kickoff in September. The game averaged a total audience of 20.2 million, up 17% from last year. Also, the best week on NBC since Week 11, Sunday Night Football, in 2017. Because Sunday Night Football had been trending downward.
Yeah.
All the other like top feature games on CBS and Fox were doing great.
Right.
But the night game was not doing well.
Impressed by Pete texting in. Notice Georgia was fifth. Good point. Florida, Georgia,
that's
fifth.
Right. I said that.
Fact. Yep. And Impressed by Pete says, tomorrow the coin will win Pickapalooza. It might. The coin went 6-2 this past week. As Chris, Pete, and myself, we all went 3-5.
Yeah.
It very well could happen. So we'll see.
There is a one person projecting the college football poll, which will be released tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
This person has Bama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Cincinnati.
Natty crack in the top one. By the way, on that very list, are my Hoosiers in the top 15?
I think your Hoosiers might be in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah, I think they might.
Oh.
And I think Northwestern might be, too.
Where's the U?
Maybe ninth.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Maybe ninth. They might not be. They may take them out. They may think that Indiana and Northwestern have played better.
We'll see.
I don't know.
That's not at 7:30?
Yeah, Manny D at 7 o'clock. Manny D is supposed to address the media tomorrow, first time since testing positive for COVID. So probably a good sign that his health is better.
Now, the show tonight at 7 o'clock, is it just a standalone one-hour show?
I think it's a half hour, actually.
Because they used to sandwich us in between a college basketball doubleheader of some pretty big teams.
It's a half-hour show. You know how this will work.
Yeah.
They'll start at the bottom.
Yeah.
They'll start it at, you know, they'll start at number, you know, 25.
Okay.
And they'll make a few segments out of it.
Looks like it's on from 7 to 8.
Oh, 7 to 8. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
7 to 8.
They're going to drag it out, baby.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, I'm sure whoever's on the show, who's on at 7 o'clock after us?
Sarah Spain.
Sarah Spain might be on at 7.
Okay.
I'm sure they're going to, if they don't cut to it.
Yeah.
they'll have the play-by-play update for you. They better.
All right, let's go to the phones for a little youthful optimism. As always, Sean, Giants fan, he's with us. Sean, how you been?
I could be better.
What's wrong now?
What happened?
That car is just giving me problems. In the mechanic shop right now, they're looking at a $940 bill.
Oh, dear Lord. What's the problem now? Because it was in the shop last week.
It's a list of problems at this point.
Go buy a new car.
Time for a new car?
Even if it's a good used car.
No, I don't have the money.
Well, $940, you'd probably buy a good used car somewhere.
Get credit. Buy a $3,000 used car. Get some credit.
No, I'm probably end up doing is just doing an engine swap on the whole thing.
Well, that's like the cost of a used car.
Yeah,
but this car, it's because just the people who owned it before me was an elderly couple, and they barely had driven it. Now I have to deal with the burden of all the parts going bad and everything because it just sat in the garage most of the time.
What model year is this car?
2005.
It's 15 years old. Wow.
Yep.
All right. What kind of car is it?
It runs good, but, you know, now I have to deal with all the burden because the people who owned it before me let it sit in the garage for who knows how many years.
What kind of car is it? A 2005 what?
Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo.
I've seen
chick
it.
Magnet.
You got Giants stuff on it, right?
Yep. I have the Giant on the back windshield and the license plate.
Really? What does the license plate say?
New York Giants on it.
Oh, okay. It's just a frame for the plate. You don't have a personalized plate that says Danny Dimes.
I got a frame on it, and then I have a New York Giants sticker on the back window.
All right. Well, our sympathetic audience is already, I mean, Winnie the Pooh says we got to do a GoFundMe for Sean. I mean, people want to help you out.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I didn't get the chance to talk to y'all Friday because, you know, Giants weren't playing the game on Sunday. Sadly, I didn't get to talk to you. So since you guys are off Friday, Sunday we got the Bengals.
Yeah, without Joey Burrow.
I'm looking forward to that. And now, I'm not, last time I sat here and guaranteed to win against an injured team, it went completely backwards and we got blown out, so I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah,
got
to be careful about that.
But I honestly think, you know, Giants should be able to pull us out. We're coming off a bye week. We got two of our defenders back. One of them was Xavier McKinney. He's got the rookie safeties coming, and he'll play his first game. So I can't wait to see how he's going to do for his first game of the season.
Yeah.
And then we get another linebacker back. I can't even pronounce his name, but they call him Mr. X. He's a pretty good linebacker. We drafted him last year, I believe. So adding him to the defense should help a little bit. I still miss Lorenzo Carter, but at least he should help out a bit.
All right. Well,
I honestly think the Giants might be able to beat the Bengals. It's not just the fact that, you know, Joe Burrow's gone, but the Giants at this point, even though Joe Judge says the record means nothing to him right now, it's just all about winning games.
Yeah.
Giants are, I know it sounds a little delusional or whatever, but Giants are a sleeper team to make the playoffs this year.
Pete Shepard said they're the most consistent team in the NFC East, and I can't argue with that.
Yeah, I
think we might have a chance, to be honest. You know, we got a hard schedule coming up. Possibly two more losses would be either to the Ravens or Seattle, but Seattle has one of the worst defenses in the league still.
But Sean, also the Eagles have almost the exact same type of schedule you guys have. It's a little difficult. They're not, I mean, you're going to be, you're only a half a game behind them, so is Dallas.
Yeah.
Dallas may have the easiest schedule.
You know, I think coming up this weekend is now where you'll see the Giants move in the first place because I don't think the Eagles can beat Seattle, nor less could the Eagles stop Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
The Giants defense, we've seen, you know, I'm kind of mad we lost. After the way Brady played last night, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, we lost this guy.
Oh, stop it!
This is just depressing.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I wish Joe Judge was coaching that team last night. They wouldn't have had. They would have had much better play calling.
Brady looked like Danny Dimes throwing interceptions all over the place. Yeah. Come on now.
Man, I was sitting there wondering where was Brady? I'm sitting there watching the game, and I'm sitting here just two interceptions, two touchdowns.
All right, listen, Sean, I'm concerned about your car. I'm concerned about your Uber job, your Uber Eats job. Listen, man, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you you getting with family or what?
I'm going to my mother's house first.
All right, good.
And then going to my father's friend's house. We're going to go over and have some at his house. Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice. All right, well, listen, all of our listeners are very sympathetic. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Sean. Good luck to your Giants. I'm sure we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, man. Feel bad for him. The kid's grinding it. He's going to school. He's working hard. The car keeps letting him down. Every time we talk to him, it's like $900.
That's tough.
That stinks.
Tulsa at Houston just got canceled. Seventh cancellation or postponement for Tulsa this season.
Pete, did you see the text from the Heat is on? when I asked Sean what his personalized license plate said, he said, "Ass Man." That's a Seinfeld reference.
That's Seinfeld, right? Yes. You are the Ass Man.
You are the Ass Man. Seinfeld.
Great. That's a great episode.
That is a fantastic
That's
one.
That's the move.
Yeah. I invented the move. All right. Let's see. Where are we? What else have we not covered? I think we've covered it all today. It's been pretty good.
Right now, the Ravens-Steelers game remains scheduled for Thursday night, but the NFL is monitoring. The Ravens continue to experience coronavirus issues. Again, they have at least 10 people, 5 players and 5 staff members that on the COVID reserve list. So
yeah, that game, if they wake up tomorrow and they got like 5 more, I mean, tomorrow's travel day. Travel day for the Thursday game.
Well, look, we saw Clemson get off the plane in Tallahassee
and
turn around and go back. So if it could happen in college, I mean, nothing shocks me this year. Nothing should shock anybody.
Right.
I could see them cancel the game right before kickoff.
I could too.
I mean, that was 3 hours before kickoff, the Clemson Florida State incident. 3 hours before.
Well, if that's the game they have to lose on Thursday, that's fine. I don't want to lose my traditional Lions game. Then you got the Cowboys. And you know what? I actually think I'm going to – I think the family is planning, and it's a good thing Chris isn't here. I think we're going to kick back and watch a little Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, a little nice Thanksgiving movie for the family.
It is.
Everybody together. I'd say by the fire, but I don't have a fire in this house. A fireplace.
If you put it on your laptop or another TV, close, you can get the U-log going.
That's true. That's a move.
People do that.
I know. I've seen people do it before. Now, my house in Texas, I had the most spectacular fireplace you've ever seen. And, it was great.
But, you know, when you can enjoy it, I mean, you wouldn't enjoy a fireplace down here. It's just
when would I use it?
I know. A fireplace is and not a fake one either.
No. Got to be the real deal. But, you really don't have a need for one here. I just miss, kind of, if there's a day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Eve, those are the days you want to have a little fireplace going, just a little light, little mood, not necessarily for the heat, but no, not down here. In fact, people listening, do they even put fireplaces in houses down here? Like, I've never seen one, so I don't know.
I think they do. A lot of them are fake, you know, and that's fine. There's a
fake
lot of,
or
well,
like
they make, yeah, well, they
gas.
They,
no, yeah, no, people don't have
yeah,
gas.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them in some houses, and they're beautiful. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, I always wonder how, if you grew up in Southwest Florida, or most of Florida for that matter, your whole life, and in California too.
Yeah.
That's not up north where you can ski, but when you're little kids, if you're, you know, I'm talking like between the ages of like, you know, 5 and 8.
Oh, the fireplace.
Not at the fireplace, but you have to explain to kids about when they watch all the Christmas cartoons, like Rudolph and Frosty and.
Yeah.
And a year without a Santa Claus and everything else. And
right.
How do you explain to kids about Santa coming to the house without any snow?
Different rules.
Well, how'd you do it?
Well, first of all, I've always had a fireplace, even in California.
Yeah.
It gets cool at night in California. Listen, my understanding is without the fireplace and kids around here in Southwest Florida know better than I do, but Santa's magical and Santa can do whatever the heck he needs to do.
I would challenge that.
Rick Church? What do kids know about Santa without the snow and all in the fireplace down here? How does it work? Is he on a rollerblades?
I really don't know. In fact, it's kind of interesting when you brought it up. I started thinking about it. I grew up in a house without a fireplace.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever really occurred to me.
But you grew up in Minnesota where it's snowing, so he just landed on the roof. He probably crawled down. He probably broke in the front door.
I guess.
And laid presents in your house.
Well, remember in Santa Claus is Coming to Town, that's with Meisterburger. But originally, at least in that story, Santa would they'd leave the doors unlocked, and he'd go in initially through the door. And then they ordered all the doors locked, and that's when he started to have to use the chimney, at least in that little tale.
I feel like part of my childhood is missing all of a sudden. I'm like, why did this not occur to me? We didn't have a fireplace. Where did Santa come in?
Well, 863 says Santa had a magical key to get in the front door. That's a great explanation. Santa fits through the flashing pipe jacks. That's better than faith.
Or how about through the laundry?
I mean,
the dryer
chute.
Yeah.
Impressed by Pete says, his girls know that Santa has a spare key. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Chris in the car has been listening for a while. He says, Santa shows up here on a boogie board. We had a discussion about boogie boards earlier.
Well,
we've
seen Santa. I've seen Santa down here on a surfboard and in California and other parts of the world.
Yeah.
On a surfboard coming in.
Yeah.
Some of them with bag of toys, too. I don't know how they ride the waves with a bag of toys, but I've seen it done.
Look, Santa is magical. He can do whatever he needs to do to get the job done, no matter what part of the country.
Oh, yeah. Sleepless in Seattle, yeah. Santa Claus with Tim Allen. He goes for the dryer vent and makes a fireplace. He also turned into like a rubber man, right, in one of those with Tim Allen. He's just kind of – it's kind of cool how they did it.
Yeah.
Made it very believable.
Wow. Very cool.
I was just wondering how you tell your kids
about
snow. Not so much, even without forget the fireplace, but how Santa travels without the snow.
Well, he always ate the milk and cookies, so I know he was there.
Oh, yeah. Well, he always eats the milk and cookies.
There was always like a half-eaten cookie left on the plate.
Yeah.
And just a little bit of milk left, you know.
One year we had some chewed apples in the front yard at the reindeer. The reindeers ate most of the apples, but some,
Did you see did you have the hoof prints too?
Well, there wasn't snow in California, but there were apples
that the
reindeer didn't finish eating them, but they were out there. But yeah, always the cookies, half eaten. Santa knows what he's doing. He can overcome any kind of weather situation. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank God for that.
Coming up, we got What You Got. And we'll close this out. And then tomorrow, our big getaway show before the Thanksgiving Day holiday, it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What you got on this day, November 24th in history? First of all, today is Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. What is my talent? Speaking on the radio? I don't know. Do you have a unique talent?
Just being alive, just being me is unique.
That sounds like everybody's a no. Unique. That's a firm no. Rick Church, you got a special talent we don't know about? I don't know.
Playing the piano count?
Whittling? Yeah, playing the piano does count, yes.
Probably nothing I would really like, you know, to mention publicly, but I don't really mean it like that. You know,
I'm a movie buff.
You are a buff.
TV, I'm a buff.
I always wanted to be a buff.
You know, I have a disabled son, so let's just say I clean and do lots of things that a lot of people probably with their everyday lives don't have to do.
You're absolutely correct.
You're right about that.
Those
Greg.
Are my special skills.
That You're a wonderful dad.
You are dad of the year. It is National Sardines Day. You ever put those on a pizza?
No, we gave it. We've been feeding them little ones, small ones. Take the bone to the dog. She loves it.
She likes sardines?
Yeah, and not in oil, but in water. Water. Yeah, just a couple of them. Put it with her kibble. She loves it.
It is National Use Even If the Seal Is Broken Day. If I buy something with the seal broken, I never use it. I grew up during the Tylenol scare in the Midwest in the 1980s. I feel if something's tampered with, I don't buy it or use it.
Fried sardines may be one of the worst smelling things ever. If you're ever like in an open kitchen and somebody, oh my God.
No,
they taste
you.
Better than they smell when they're cooking. But don't throw it in your house on a fry pan unless you... Nobody's home because you will stink up the place.
Yeah. Good advice. Let's see here. 1963 on this day in history, Lee Harvey Oswald was shot just a few days after the Kennedy assassination.
Go Jack Ruby.
I went in the museum there in Dallas and saw everything. Right there. So it's like the last thing I did before I moved from Texas here.
I haven't been there yet. To that museum. I want to.
You look outside the window. You stand in the window where Oswald shot, allegedly. And for him to hit the target as far away as it was is almost impossible.
Well, no, certainly not with three shots. We all know the truth.
You could go stand on the guy. X marks the spot on the street to this day. You could go stand there where the motorcade was. It's fascinating. We lost Freddie Mercury on this day, as I mentioned earlier, in 1991. We did some Queen trivia. Happy birthday to Oscar Robertson, the big O. 1938. 1940, Paul Tagliabue. We almost did NFL commissioner trivia today. Dave Bing in 1943. Also on this date in history, Wilt Chamberlain got an NBA record 55 rebounds in one game. Not bad. 1970, one of your favorite players, Jim Plunkett, got the Heisman Trophy from Stanford.
Yep, then came to New England and got massacred. Yeah. It's amazing he made it to Oakland where he won two Super Bowls. He was great.
And in this this day, 1982, Cal Ripken, Rookie of the Year.
Mm.
All right, I just saw a note I wanted to pass along. Tommy Lasorda has been in the hospital for about a week. He's 93 years old, intensive care. His condition is improving. It's not COVID-related. It wasn't. But anyway, he was in intensive care, but I guess he's getting better, so good news there. Mm. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Patrick Mahomes is gross.
He likes ketchup on steak, for one.
Pass the gravy, mashed potato, stuffing, and ketchup. Patrick Mahomes says he loves the tomatoey stuff so much he's planning on slathering it all over his Thanksgiving Day meal.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
The Chiefs superstar, well known for his love of ketchup, confirmed with the guys at the Kansas radio station on Monday that he will, in fact, put ketchup on his turkey. Yeah, dude, I mean, come on. You got to put ketchup on that.
No.
In fact, Mahomes says if ham is part of Thanksgiving feast Thursday as well, he'll get ketchup treatment there too. When the guys asked him if he was joking, Mahomes flat out, hell no. Come on. You know me better than that. Mahomes' infatuation with ketchup early and knows no bounds. In the past, he's admitted putting it on steak, eggs, mac and cheese. The guy even has an endorsement deal with Hunt's to make sure he always gets a fresh bottle handy. And I hate Hunt's ketchup. Heinz ketchup, love. Mm. Hunt's ketchup, way too sweet. And you can, I mean, it just doesn't taste
good. We now buy the non-fructose ketchup because it's just, the fructose is garbage.
I love my ketchup, too. And occasionally at home, I would never do it. Occasionally at home, if I make a steak instead of steak sauce, and usually I eat my steak just salt and pepper, that's fine. Maybe a little a béarnaise on top. Mm-hmm. But I will admit, I will occasionally get the ketchup out. Usually leftover steak
that
or something. Heat it up, and just a little bit, not a lot.
Now, I will say this. There's no need. In fact, in all my Thanksgivings, ketchup has never made an appearance at the Thanksgiving table. You don't need it on any of the things you eat for Thanksgiving.
No, absolutely not. None. Now, I will say this. I've had a turkey club sandwich many times, which I love.
Yeah.
And you always, there's usually fries or potato chips in the middle, some anyway. And you put the ketchup on. And if some ketchup happens to get onto the sandwich, that's acceptable.
I'm not throwing it away.
A turkey club.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever. But to put ketchup, if you just made like a turkey and cheese sandwich and put ketchup on it or ketchup on turkey, that sounds really disgusting.
That's ridiculous. Like ketchup really doesn't go with any kind of
ham
poultry.
Said, I mean,
poultry or pork? I'm really not doing ketchup.
No.
All right,
no.
1 minute left. Rick Church, final word from you.
Yeah, ketchup really has no place at the Thanksgiving table. Absolutely. No. And I wanted to bring this up, but Pete referenced it about a half hour ago. You know, this is the way the CFP committee works. Cincinnati will get into the top four in the first rankings, right?
Maybe,
I mean, they're 8-0. They're in a power conference. So who do you think they would knock out? Clemson with one loss. Ohio State has only played four games. Mm-hmm. Do you see Cincinnati getting into the top four in this first poll?
I think this year anything's possible. If they did, I think they'd knock out. I think Clemson would be five. No matter what happens, someone's going to be outraged. I think it's going to be interesting if Clemson is five. If Cincinnati is five, and maybe BYU is six, but I don't see them hopping
this
over
committee,
Florida. Florida will be there.
This committee, Texas A&M. This committee has a habit of screwing the little guy, and I say Cincinnati's ceiling five right now for tonight.
I think they won't be in the top seven in the AP poll is how the top seven are going to be in the college football list.
All right, Rick Church, thank you.
Great job, Rick.
Nice job in for Chris. For Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Tomorrow, getaway day before Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great night, Southwest Florida. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.